Lindsay, going to be the Mike Greenwood Trophy on December the 10th and an early chance to see Dragons, Thunder, Bath and Wasps ahead of the season?
Yeah, it's exciting times having these kind of tournaments, especially before Christmas, where we're all a bit unsure of our opposition, and it just gives us a great chance to sort of see where we're at, see where the opposition's at, and just actually have fun. Like, our pre-season's pretty long, so it's actually quite nice to actually go and play netball, and especially as Mavericks, because it'll be a long time until February till we start, so it's actually quite nice to scout out there and see where all our training and all our pre-season work's really got us to.
And how important are these as a pre-season?
Oh, I think it's really important, not just from a netball perspective, but from a fan base as well. Like, I think if we didn't have these kind of tournaments dotted around the whole year through, I think we'd lose quite a lot of people, because we have such a short season in relative terms compared to other sports, that actually by having these tournaments, it keeps everyone involved. And also from the netball perspective, it's constantly changing. We're getting better and better. So it's great that we can train and play against the same standard and the better standard and just keep pushing ourselves as athletes as well as a sport.
And I mean, I suppose even at this stage, it's a good opportunity to test the different combos out.
Yeah, no, I really agree with that. We've got a fresh lineup this year, very different probably from what people have seen in previous years. We've got a couple of returning faces, such as like Rose Morgan-Smith and Bricklin Joseph. And we've also got new people on the scene, like Hallie and Raz, who have come to join our squad. We've also got Sophie Drayford-Lewis, who's come. So they're all under 21, all really fresh. So it's great to get some newbies out on court.
Is Keisha here yet? Is she settled in all right?
She is indeed. She is absolutely fine. She doesn't like our country roads. She thinks she doesn't quite like driving down those yet, but she's definitely settled in. She's really such a laid-back lady, New Zealander through and through. And she seems to be having a great time. So I really enjoyed some of the pre-seasons we had last week against Northern Ireland and managed to get on court. So it's great to have the whole family all together now.
And Storm fans will obviously recognise the fact that Ash Neal's back. Has she said anything about how the league's changed or whether or not the games got quicker since she left?
Yeah, she was actually saying that it's funny to be on like a rivals team now, because obviously Storm and Mavs have got such a history of being long-term rivals. She's been really impressed with the standard that our youth team are really coming through with. So it's great to see some of our Maverick girls coming through from the youth team into the seniors. And like I said, the under 21 standard is absolutely phenomenal this year. So it's great to have a lot of them on board. And I think she's really pleased with the programme that Mavs have put in place, that we're training pretty much 4 or 5 days a week. And it's just good that she's kind of come back into netball in England, where actually we've progressed and we've got so much more organised, so much more professional. And, you know, it's great that we can actually start to compete with the ANZ. And it's great that she feels it's a good enough draw to come back and join her sister.
And I mean, it's not just Mavs, but across the franchises, everybody's recognising the youth, future stars of the game. That's going to be important.
Oh, definitely. I remember this period for myself sort of back 8 years ago when we all left to go to university. And you need these time. You need coaches to trust in the younger players to feel like they can do a job, and also just make netball better. Like, new fresh faces bring new different aspects to the game and different ways of doing things, different expectations, different styles, and it's just great to get them all on court. And it's just, I feel sorry for the coaches to having to manage it, as in like what do you put on court and what combinations do they think work best. So it's just great to be able to sort of challenge the coaches on like picking who they think is the best team, rather than being left with whoever they feel could actually battle on court. So it's great.
Well, that was my next question. What's it like to have Kat and Camilla back on board?
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, it's nice to have Kat back. Sad that she had to go to Storm for a while, but it's good to have her back in Mavs purple and black. And Camilla, just nice to have her. We kind of did ask Camilla if she wanted to be our top player when we didn't know about Keisha. We were like, oh, are you coming back, Camilla? And she's like, no, I'm definitely coaching. We were like, oh, so it's just great to have some really keen coaches, really enthusiastic, some great training like schedules. Like I said, we're doing extra training sessions and we've got like a full-time program in place for us. So it's just great that they're on board, and as a whole franchise, we're just moving forward. And it's just fun. It's just a nice environment to be part of, and you want to go to training, which is great.
It certainly sounds like pre-season's going all right then. You ready for
Yeah, definitely prepping. It's when you put it in perspective, you're like, oh gosh, we're not going until February and it's just coming up to December. But so Keisha thought it was really funny. She was like, oh, but you've done pre-season for like 4 or 5 months. And we're like, yeah. She went, we normally do two in New Zealand. I was like, well, all right, you can rub it in that you don't need so much time to prepare, but I'm glad we've got this time. And I think it's just good, like, having the Mike Greenwood tournament, having our pre-season defend against, like, Northern Ireland and England and stuff like that. It just puts us in a really good place to move forward and get better for the season. It's going to be very, very competitive this year.
Now, according to that great online dictionary, Wikipedia, you've represented England, you've had 11 caps, and you took part in the Fast Five, where you were runners-up.
Very true. Yeah, I've been in Fast Five 3 times. I've done 11 caps. And I also went to World Youth Champs back in 2009, so a long time ago. Yeah.
So what on earth is that whole experience like representing the country?
Oh, it's... Well, words can't describe it. Just the feeling of putting on a red dress is like... It's second to none. Just going out there, playing literally the highest standard of netball you could possibly play, and being around greats like Jeeva Mentor and Joe Hart, and I've been grateful that I've known Joe the whole of my netball career. So since we played at County all the way up through to Mavs and now at England, I'm just honoured to play with such amazing players. And the fact that I've done it over 4 years just gives you such perspective of different coaches. Like, I've had Sue Hawkins, Anna Mays, Tracy Neville, so it's just great to get as much as you can out of such amazing, knowledgeable ladies and progress my own netball myself. But it's a big honour, and I truly grateful of all the different countries and places that I've represented in my country. It's phenomenal. I encourage all girls, if they have the dream of playing for netball for England, then they just need to pursue it and do the best they can to go and do it, because it's brilliant.
Well, the nice thing is as well, I mean, it may be close season, but you're still heavily involved with all these training camps. Obviously something you enjoy and nice to pass on your skills.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a teacher by trade, so I thoroughly enjoy passing on my knowledge to people who are willing to listen, and having these camps, girls want to be there. So it's just great that they love netball, they love Mavericks, they really enjoy being pushed hard, and they just want to learn and be little sponges. So it's great. I mean, it's such a community feel, and I think that's what Mavs bring as a whole. Like, we're such a family, and that's not just like the players and the coaches, that's like our support staff, that's our community work, that's like everything we do in schools. It's all our volunteers, it's our game day people, it's like all the way up to our chairman, Gloria. So we're all such a tight-knit family, and we just do it because we all love netball and we all love Mavericks. So, yeah, it's good.
Mavs are playing against the under-21s tomorrow night. You've got to be pleased to be a part of that game.
Oh, definitely. I mean, playing at the Copper Box is just phenomenal on any scale. So sad that we have to lose some of our players to play for the opposition, but it's great that we can obviously get more court time with certain combinations, and... it's just a great platform to do, you know, some awesome stuff that we've been practicing already, and hopefully relay some stuff that we need to work on in the future. So it's just great to have some matches to sort of see how we're getting on.
I mean, you said that it's not a stranger to you. What's it like actually getting out on court? Are you able just to focus on the game, or can you hear the crowd and the roar?
Oh, honestly, the Copper Box is one of those amazing places that you can play netball, because the crowd is so close, but they're not like on top of you, but they're so close that you can actually see people and hear people. But it's such a great atmosphere, because it is quite loud, but it feels like home. I mean, we're very privileged to have so many games there. Like, obviously we have London and Ivan this year, we've got a home game against Surrey Storm at the Copper Box as well, and we've had quite a few finals there. But it's just an amazing place. Like, they did such a good job when they did the Olympics there, and it's now become such a home for netball. I hope that we can, you know, keep continuing to play there and represent and have England matches there. It's just a great platform, and the crowd are awesome there. They're always really lively. They're really engaged. They really will sort of either the country or the teams on. So it's just great that it's such a local place for us as well. So being in East Stratford, it's just nice to have it on your doorstep.
Well, I don't mind seeing you there as part of London Live, but claiming it as your home venue for the game v Storm, that's a bit cheeky.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that's how netball's going. That we need. It's not Storm's home game either. It's not their place of home. So I think it's up for grabs. I think it's an opportunity that where we can get another 5,000 to 6,000 people to come and watch us again. I think it's the only way that we can get netball bigger is by having bigger venues to get more people to come and watch. So I think it's fair game. Bring on some other teams.
I actually didn't mind it anyway, but I had the Let's Go Mavs, Let's Go in my ears for hours after London Live.
Well, it was the first year that we won out of three, so I think our crowd was pretty excited.
Events taking place like Super 10 in Birmingham. Tickets will be flying out, but what's that like?
It's a big venue. Like, it's quite overwhelming if any of the girls haven't played in front of quite a large crowd as it is, because there are people every time you look around, there's people everywhere. So it's amazing because you're just like, wow, they're all here to watch us play netball, which is phenomenal. But it is quite overwhelming when you can't even see people's faces because they're so far back and there's so many of them. You're like, wow. But it's great that we can even sell out the Birmingham and, you know, actually have all 10 teams there, all be able to sort of be on Sky. It's phenomenal. Like, you know, it's just one of those great things that I think our sport is finally getting what it deserves, and it's getting a following and people want to follow us and see how we do.
Especially with the new deal as well. I mean, youngsters will be able to watch that now. It's been confirmed that it's going to be at least for another 4 years, and they'll be able to see the England games as well, which is maybe something that wasn't there before when you were growing up.
Oh, definitely. We had a conversation, funnily enough, the other day saying that, you know, if only I had access to YouTube and to Sky Sports and all these different ways that netball is recorded, like, I'd love to have had this when I was growing up to sort of compare and to see what standards our nation's at, whereas you had to wait maybe once or twice a year to go and watch England at Wembley, or if you were lucky, or a random sports venue in the country. So I think it's just great that we have that easy access. People can access it all over the world, everywhere they want to go, to support us as England and as Super League franchises. So I just think it's the only way to get better. And I'm very jealous of the generation. Like, some things is horrible to grow up now, but now I'm just like, wow, you can watch netball all day long whenever you want to, and at the best level. So I'm quite envious of them, really. I'd love to be 16 again.
I needed to ask you about that mannequin challenge that I saw.
Oh, yes. Well, a lot of the girls were real questing to have a go at it. And I think we definitely showed some different sides of netball that not everyone always sees, which is quite funny.
How many takes?
Not many. I think we did it within two or maybe three. I don't think it was many. And the first one was a technical fault with the music, so technically like one or two. So, yeah, we did quite well. We tried to make a couple of an optical illusion with the whole jump shot thing with Raz. I think we might have pulled it off, but yeah, it was quite hard. Some of them, it's quite hard for them to be quiet, so it was quite funny.
And you'll be taking part, obviously, in the Mike Greenwood Trophy shortly with the teammates. How much do these games kind of register on a scale of things that the season's nearly upon us?
I think it's just a big awakening for the girls to realise that they're part of a squad now. There's only 12 of us with training partners, so I think it's going to be quite a wake-up call when we come to a group with other Super League teams where they've obviously got their 12, and I think it'd just be good for everyone to sort of find a moment to step up and to, you know, take on that Mavericks dress and show the coaches that we're here to play and be a starting seven. So I think it's a great opportunity.
And it should hopefully attract a couple of Mavs fans. I mean, Manchester's not too far away.
Yeah, I've got a couple of my old work colleagues who have now moved up to Manchester, so I've kicked them out with some old Maverick purple and black tops, and I've bought their tickets already to make sure we had some people in the crowd. So it might just be them two on their own, but normally we have a contingency of quite a few supporters, and a few of our volunteers come with us on our bus, so we normally have a purple patch somewhere.
Well, tickets are online now at themgt.co.uk, and they're from £15. And from your point, Lindsay, you'd just be looking forward to February and finally running out again in front of all the home fans?
Oh, definitely. Like, we have some of the best crowds going, and such massive family of Maverick fans and love, and players and all their family and friends. It's just such an environment where you just love it, and you just get so excited to come to your home venue and to perform, and you'd want to do them all proud. So it's quite an honour to play at Mavericks, and especially at the HSV in Hatfield as well.